So Gemara says, Gemara brought down two prices. One said that molek your chayiv on is if you would be shochet ala chametz, and one said molek is not like shochet, and one said the maktir, the kohen who's maktir, is also over, and the other brisa said that the kohen maktir is not over. So kashi malika malika, kashi aktora aktora, Ram Samach Dalam Rav. Rashi kashi malika malika, the soka daitich be our boss or comer. Right now we think that everybody's talking on Erev Pesach. Uktani de Avra Malika Dumya the Shar Korbanos. And just like what's your Mashma, that you're over Losishchat on Erev Pesach on other Korbanos too. The old de Kochashiv like Shchita. Not only that, not only are you over on Korbanos that need Shchita, Losishchat, but Malika is also like Shchita. So two things. One is Mashma that there's other Korbanos that could be Aser on our Basar, and even Korbanos of a Hope. Gemara says, "Ulatanech tikshi lachi gufa, diktoni lo amru elu b'pesach bilvad." The other toni echad hashochid, echad hazorik, echad hamolik, echad hamaser. Right? Lemaisa it says that on erev Pesach you're only over on the korban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda only adds the korban tomid, but you're not over on any other on the other korbanos. So if you're only over on korban Pesach, how could you have malika? So the thing is korban Pesach with malika. Right, Rashi, l'tameich tikchi v'achigufa. Diktoni rei, shalo amru elu Pesach duvad. Aval ashar korbanos lo mechayiv an erev Pesach. V'hadar tani, echad hamolik, echad hamazen. It's obviously not talking about korban Pesach. Elohav v'har Reb Shimon. Both are going according to Reb Shimon, who holds that erev Pesach, taki, you're only chayiv on the korban Pesach. But during Pesach, there's a special halacha that you're over on every korban that you shecht ala chametz. So now it's going according to Shimon, and it's not talking about Erev Pesach, it's talking during Chol HaMoed. Malika, Malika, lo kasher, kan be'ar bo'asor, kan be'chol HaShomoed. The Edi Reb Shimon, that you're chayiv on other korbanos, b'soch HaMoed, and therefore even korbanos that are what's it called, Malika, even korbanos of Ophos. Erev Pesach, you're not chayiv on Malika, because you're only chayiv according to Pesach. Aktor, aktor, nami lo kasher, tanoi, enochanam, machlokas tanoim, whether the Kohen who's maktir, the Emorim, is over on Losishchat al Chametz. Deika de makish haktor v'shchita, some people make the hekish between haktor and shchita, lo yolin, it says Losishchat al Chametz, right after it says lo yolin, chelev chagi ad boker, so whoever is chayiv and halonas, who Emorim is chayiv also on Losishchat, and the other week, the man, the low monkish, doesn't make that heckish. Rashi, Elohava ha-tarvayu hanach masnisa Reb Shimon, the masnisa, the potter ashar kabonis be'abwasor, u'mechayev alayu b'moi. Both of these prices go according to Reb Shimon, who says that on arbasor, you're only chayev on korban Pesach, and during the yontif, you're chayev on all korbanos, if you shecht them on comets. Malika, malika lokasha, kamaisa the potter be'abwasor koi. The first one that says that you're not chayiv with Malika really means you're not chayiv on any other carbon. So it's not shayich Malika. To the Tani Baha Behedya. The Tana of Huadim Shazbachim. It doesn't only mean Malika you're not chayiv on, you're not chayiv on anything that's not carbon Pesach. And let me shum to Urche Likuve Bobi Yom Akratomit Nakatri. Why did it say Malika? Because other carbonos anyway you don't bring on our boss from this man the Pesach. Because you can't bring them after the Tomit. The only one is Mechusar Kippurim. And Rove of Mechusar Kippurim is Ophos. The Nailit said the case of Ophos, but it means every carbon. And the one that's most probable that you're going to bring is an Oph. The Reisha de Masnisa, Basraisa, Diktani Nami Lo Omrela Pesach Bilvad, Reb Shimon Omer. And Reb Shimon is the one who said that on Erev Pesach you're only Chayiv for the carbon Pesach. The Arbosukoi. The Echad HaShochet, the Seifa, and the Seifa that says, Echad HaShochet, Echad HaMolek, the Chol HaShomoid Kamer. That's talking about Chol HaMoid. And Reb Shimon holds on Chol HaMoid, if you shecht other Karbonos on Chametz, you're also Chayiv. Vashmin HaChiyub HaLezorik HaLemolek HaShochet. And there he holds not only Karbonos of a Behemah, which have Shechita, but Malika is also considered like Shechita. The Lotem HaShechita Davka. Tanoihi, Hani Tarti Stami Tanoihi. And the two brises, one that says that the Kohen who's Makter is also over the Isser, and the other one that says he's not, right, there are two different Tanoim, Aliba to Rav Shimon. Whether Rav Shimon holds that there's a Hekesh between Haktorah and Shechita or not. Mar Makish Haktorah Labodah Saddam, Hoel Vieshno Bahalona Seymurim, Umar Lesley Harkesha. The Shechita Komarachmona Uzrika de Misrabia Behedya Midam Zvochai, Avzvochi, Avo Haktorah Lo. The other one says, it says, the Feir Shechita, Zrika we learn from Zdam, Zidchi, and the Hekesh we don't learn. So the Kohen, whose Makter isn't over. Okay. Pesach Be'arbosar, so the Mishnah says that if you shecht the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, Al-Chon, that you're over the Sisser, Rabbi Yehuda adds the Tomit too, and Rabbi Shimon says that during Pesach you're over on all Korbanos, as long as they were kosher. My time with Rav Shimon, where does Rav Shimon know that during Pesach it's Yeshech Tashlomim al-Achonitz that you're over the Sisro, Sishchel al-Achonitz dam Zivchi. Dichsiv Zivchi Zivchi Trei Zimni. It says twice in the parasha Zivchi. V'yolin Chilev, what does it say? It says in one place Trei Kroik Zivchi. Look at Rashi. Shokol Yud. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afa Tomit. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold you over also on the Korban Tomit Erev Pesach? Omer Lecha Zivchi, Zevach HaMeyuchad Li. Zivchi means my special Zevach. My new Tomit, that's the Korban Tomit. Korbani Lachmi Li'ishai. So therefore Zivchi also implies not only Korban Pesach, which is the Parshat, but there's a remnant also to another carbon, which is Zivchi, carbon atomic. And the Tanakhama doesn't hold to that. Reb Shimon Omer HaPesach Bar Boser, my time is Reb Shimon, Tichsiv Zivchi, Zivchi, Trei Zimni, two psukim. Kori de Zevach, Zivachai. Take the two yods and put them together on one of them, and you get a plural, Zivachai. Lamai Hilchas of Palginu Rachmona, why didn't the Torah just say the plural? What's it called? In both of them, why do you have to split it up? Me'adodi, below Kosov Zvachai, why didn't it say just in one of them, all Zvachim? L'neimer b'zmandi k'zevach l'mechayiv ha'zvachai. B'zmandaleko zevach mechayim ha'zvachai. It comes to tell me this halacha. Erev Pesach, when there's a Korban Pesach, then you only chayiv on the Korban Pesach. But on Chol HaMoed, where there is no Korban Pesach, then the other pasuk, Zvachai, any Korban, that's kosher, you're over Los Ishchev Al-Chamit Dam Zivchi. Rashi, Trei Kroik Zivchi, Shokel Yud Echad, and I take the Yud from one of the Zivchis, to show the Eidach and put on the other one. The Kori Bei Zevach, the Hainu Pesach. So one now is left without a Yud, that's Zevach. That's the Stam Korban Pesach. The Kori Bei Zvachai, and the other one, the Shar Zvachim. So it comes that you're chayiv not only on Korban Pesach, but on others too. So why don't you just say Zvachai? Then I'll be chayiv on all Korbanos all the time. The Gemara says no, because on Erev Pesach you're only chayiv on Zevach, on Pesach. And on what's it called? On Chol HaMoed, then when there's just no Korban Pesach, you're chayiv on all other Korbanos. V'amai palgin rachmona v'lo kosav Zvachai b'chadkro, v'akol b'mashmo, v'ein b'cher Pesach, v'ein b'shar Zvachim. L'omer l'cho b'zman di k'zevach d'aynu Pesach bar bosor, l'mechai v'ashar Zvachim. But during Chol HaMoed, where there is no Korban Pesach, you're chayiv on all Korbanos. That's how Rav Shimon learned. Uvamoed l'shmo potter, on Chol HaMoed, if you shech the Korban Pesach, for the sake of Korban Pesach, it's possible. And therefore, you're not over lo sishcha, because it's not a shechita. Shechita shein aruya. But if you shech the shalo l'shmo, you shech the shem shlamim, that's what it is, during Chol HaMoed, the Korban Pesach. So then, what's it called? It's kosher. Then it's you're over the Isser, because it's kosher. Time of the Shalol Lishmo. Mashma, that it's only if you shechted it Shalol Lishmo. Hostam or Potter. But if you shechted according to Pesach on Chol HaMoed. Stam. You didn't say anything. You didn't say Lashem Pesach. You didn't say Lashem Shlomi. You shechted it Stam. Right? It's Bir Potter. It's possible. Mamai. Pesach the Shari Mos Hashon Shlomi Mavit. It automatically becomes a Shlomi. So if you shechted it Stam, you're basically shechting at the same Shlomim. So it should be kosher and should be over the Isser. Shmas mina Pesach, b'shari mos hashom, b'boy akira. We hear from here that Pesach, B'Sharimos Hashana, right? If Pesach hasn't yet, what's it called? Even if Pesach has already gone by, you have to be okered from Shem Pesach to Shem Shlomim. So if you shechted it L'Shem Shlomim, you're okered. But if you shechted it Stam, it's still Omed L'Pesach, and it comes out you shechted a Pesach L'Shem Shlomim, which is possible. But it needs Akira. You have to be okered. You have to specifically say, or in some way show, this is no longer a Korban Pesach. Otherwise, it's Omed L'Korban Pesach still. Even though it's not shy. Om Reb Chiya Bagamda, Nizr Komipi Chabura, the whole Beis Medrash answered this question. The Amru, Kigon Shahayu Bailin Tmei Meis, V'nidachim L'Pesach Sheni. The Stami L'Shem Pesach Koi. No, it's spoken on a special case. Normally, once you have a Pesach left over, and you didn't shecht it Erev Pesach, it's not Omeg L'Pesach anymore. Right? Because you brought a different Pesach. So this one is Omeg L'Shlomim. So it's automatically a Shlomim, and you don't need Akira to shecht it Stam. It also would be, what's it called, kosher. And therefore you'd be over the issue. It's talking over here about a special case where the people who originally separated this Korban Pesach haven't yet brought Korban Pesach because they were Tomei. They're waiting for Pesach Sheni. So this animal could still be used for Pesach. Then it needs Akira. But Lamaisa, a regular Korban Pesach, that you brought another one. And you're not going to bring a Korban Pesach again this year. By next year, it's going to be 2 years old. So therefore, you know, what's it called, doesn't need Akira, it's automatic. And there's Machlokas Haposkim, whether we pass and talk like that, that it needs Akira or doesn't need Akira. But from here is no Raya. Here could be talking about a case where everybody holds it needs Akira, where that specific Korban is still all made for Korban Pesach, for Pesach Sheni. Rashi Hostama Potter,
as long as you haven't been oker the Shem Pesach and you shechted it Stam, it's still a Pesach. The shecht of the Sharimos Hashana is possible, and the Pesach that you shecht any time except there a Pesach is possible. Ushchita Shein Ruya and Melech Shchita Shein Ruya, and Rav Shimon holds Shchita Shein Ruya is not called Shchita, and therefore you weren't over the Yisra of those Sishchad al Chomitz. Boy Akira, the Lord Ringin Stam is Shlomim. We don't say it's automatically a Shlomim. That was a Shaila. We have a Shaila. Whether Pesach needs Akira or not. Here's a Raya that it doesn't need Akira. That it needs Akira. Mipi Chabura, Kulam hold the Bedover Zesser. Whole Beis Medrash said, no, it's no Raya from here. La'okmi masnis and demash and the boy the Mekar, Shem Pesach minei, to go and show you Baalov Tmeim Biarbosar, the Stame the Shem Pesach Sheni Koi. Mishumachi boy Akira. This is a special case where this Korban Pesach is still omed for Korban Pesach Sheni. But if it would be a case where this Korban Pesach is not omed for Korban Pesach Sheni, the Baalim already were Yotze Pesach, and this is left over, then it's a machlokus whether it needs Akira or not. Okay. HaPesach Nishkat, B'shalosh Kitos. Pesach Yishech in three groups. Shenemar B'shachtu also Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. Kahal the aid of Yisrael. You need three different groups. You'll see the Gemara discusses, do you need three groups at one time or three separate groups? So therefore, in the end, we do it both ways. You have 30 people three times. So if you need three groups at once, you have three groups of 10, minimal. And you have also three separate groups in case you need three separate groups of 10. Okay, in any case, but you have to shecht it in three groups. Kahal Adas Yisrael. Each one signifies a minion. You can have a lot more. Shaila is why this is. The Rambam seems to learn this is a regular halacha. We learned it from a pasuk, and the chatchila, you're not allowed to shecht Korban Pesach unless you have enough people for three groups. But the other, everybody holds it. If you shechted it without three groups, you yotze. But l'chatchila, you only make Korban Pesach if you have enough people for three groups. If you have less than 30 people, l'chatchila, you don't make Korban Pesach, according to the Rambam.
What?
They wait until Pesach Sheni. But b'di'evit, if you make Korban Pesach with less than 30 people, you're yotze. Or it could be the Rambam holds that if you have possibility, but you don't want to wait, then l'chatchila you have to wait to get the 30 people. You can't just come early and get finished. B'di'evit, if you didn't wait, it's okay. But if you don't have that many people, l'chora, then you have no choice. You shech Korban Pesach, l'chora. Not sure. And the Miri holds in Stam because they had a lot of Korban Pesach, and they had to make some kind of Seder, and they couldn't do it all at once. The Mela, they made an Asmachta to this Pasuk that they split into three groups to make it more handleable. So Nichnasu Kasa Rishoma, the first Kas filled up the Azorah, Nishmalo Azorah, usually there are a lot more people, right, so they couldn't have everybody together. So they let the first group go in. How do they know when the group is finished? When the Azorah was full. So Ninalu Dasa, they closed the gates of the Azorah to keep everybody else out. Now that's the group that's going to make the Korban Pesach. Taku Hariyu V'taku, they blew shofar. And this, the Gemara says in Sukkah, they blew 27 kolos. Tkiah, Trua, Tkiah, three times. Nine times. They blew shofar. 27 kolos. As we go on, we'll see when they blew those 27 kolos. And that was pashtus, the din of blowing chatzotzos, not the shofar, they blew chatzotzos. Because there's a halacha that on korbanos you blow chatzotzos. Right? The skatim, the chatzotzos, right? On all the korbanos that you bring. So like a korban sibur. So when you brought a korban sibur, and we said Pesach has a din of korban sibur for certain things, you had to blow chatzotzos. So they blew 27 kolos, tkiah, trua, tkiah, nine times. And that was what's called the din of tkiyas chatzotzos or akorda. Hakohanim omdim shuros shuros b'dem b'zichei kesel b'zichei zov. The Kohanim were standing in rows, and they had kalim of gold and kalim of silver. Shura shikula kesef kesef. One group had only silver kalim. In order to makabel the dam. Right, these were bowls to receive the blood in them. Shura shikula zov zov. Lo hayu mu'uradim. Right? And they weren't mixed together. And Svasema says tupshatim. They weren't mixed, and rows weren't mixed. A row that had silver bowls was only silver bowls. And the ones that had golden bowls, only golden bowls. Because it looked nicer like that. And also, the bowls themselves weren't mixed. You didn't have part gold, part silver. Either it was totally silver or totally gold. The Vahayu Lebazich in Shulayim. Shema Yanichum V'Yikr Shadam. And the bowls didn't have a base. They weren't flat on the bottom. They came to a point. You couldn't put them down. So the Kohanim had to hold them and pass them on so everything was done quickly. They shouldn't put them down on the ground for a second and then forget about it, and the dam would coagulate, and then what's it called, that they wouldn't be able to be zorik the dam. Shochet Yisrael the Kibbal HaKohen, Yisrael shechted. Not because he had to, a Kohen could also shecht. According to the Zohar, Kohanim didn't shecht. Because the Kohen comes from the Midah of Chesed, and he doesn't shecht korbanos. But according to Halacha, a Kohen could also shecht. It's just you don't need a Kohen. And since they needed the Kohanim to be involved in the avodas that only a Kohen can do, and there was a shortage of Kohanim because there were so many korbanos, so they Yisrael shechted, and not the Kohen. But the Kohen could have been the Shliach, the shecht too. Didn't have to be a Yisrael. But for practicality, they had Yisraelim shecht. Everybody brought their korban. Either one of the people in the kabura was a shochet, or they hired a shochet to do it. They didn't. What? According to the Zohar, yeah. That's why it says shita k'shera bizar. It means davka bizar. I don't know if the coin's possible, but they didn't do it. What?
To the Zohar, why should Malika be different than Shvita?
The Dafka has to be a Kohen. Prikash, I don't know. Prikash. Shochat Yisrael the Kibbal HaKohen. But from the Kabbalah and on, the Kohen has to be the one. There it says, what's it called? The Kohanim have to be Mikabbalah Ve'elah. Nosnu V'chaveru V'chaveru. So now the Kohanim are standing in line. If you'd have one Kohen, have to keep running back to the Mizbeach, right? So waste time. This way you have a line of Kohanim, it went much faster. Makabos Hamole, Umasos Harekon. First he was Makabo from the assembly line, right? The one that had the full blood that was on its way to Mizbeach he took first, and then he was taking the empty ones back to give them to the guy who shech, the Kohen, who was Makabal Adam, to Makabal Leben. Again, they didn't have an unlimited, it wasn't, you know, Chad Pami Kalim. He was gold and silver. So they had to keep replenishing the empty ones so they could now fill them up again. The Kohen who was closest to the Mizbeach poured the blood on the Mizbeach. One Zrika, Keneged HaYisod, on the part of the Mizbeach where there was a Yisod. The Yisod didn't go around all four sides of the Mizbeach, so wherever there was a Yisod, that's where they poured the dam. Yotzuk HaShishon, when they finished, they left. V'nichnasuk HaShniya, then the second group came in. And they filled up the Azara, they closed the doors, and everybody else waited to be in the third group. Yotzuk HaShniya, Nichnasuk HaShlishis. Right? There never was enough to fill up the Azara more than three times. So they were Yotze with the three groups. K'maiser Rishona kach maiser Shnia. The same way the first one did, the second one did. Vashlishis. Karlos HaHala, also read Hala. So Shaila is who read the Hala? Rashi will see. It's mashma that the people who made the Korban Pesach, the Yisraelim, read Hala while they're making Korban Pesach. And that's the minig when you make Matzah's Mitzvah, Erev Pesach, for those people who do it, they read Hala. It's a special din that when you're making Korban Pesach, you say Hallel. And that Hallel is a regular Hallel, like the Nevi'im or Mesakim. And others say that it's the Nevi'im who read the Hallel like you read Hallel by every Korban. There's Shira by every Korban. They ask on that though, but that's only Shira of Bishas when you make Nesachim with wine. Not Shira when there is no wine. Here, they just were shechting. They weren't pouring any wine on the Mizbeah. So they say that, when is the idea that Ein Shira El B'Yayin, that's when you're saying Hallel at a time when you're eating the carbon. So it's either you're eating or the Mizbeah is eating. So if the Mizbeah is eating the carbon, you need also wine on the Mizbeah. But here, the time of the Shechit of the carbon, you say Hallel even without wine. But that's a hallel on the korban, Shira. And some say that everybody said, the Levian said, even according to Rashi, the Levian said hallel out Shira, Shira on the korban. And the Yisraelim said hallel because a special halacha, how's it shy of Klai Yisrael? Are not the Lulavayim, the Osef Yisraelim, they don't say hallel? So that's the Kriya Sahallel that accompanies the mitzvah of Lulav and the mitzvah of Shofar, the mitzvah of Pesach. Well, the Chorim and the Bracha, it depends what it is. Could be it's a din d'oraisa because of Halal on a carbon. Then for sure you made a Bracha. It could be the din, either the Nevi'im, the Nevi'im, the Sakin on every Yeshua or whatever, they said how. So according to Pesach was Gulas Mitzrayim, they said how, made a Bracha. Or it's a Takana de Rabbaman, that when you bring Korban Pesach, you say how. And that also, you say a Bracha. What? Oh no, they don't. They stand zecher. It's only a zecher. It's not Korban Pesach. Korus Hallel. Im Gomru Shonu. If they finished Hallel through and there still were people making Korban Pesach, then they said it a second time. Im Shonu Shilshu. Apo Pishlo Shilshu Mimeim. Even though they never had to say Hallel three times. They did it quickly, and even with the whole Azara filled with people, they finished all the Korban Pesach by the time, doesn't say who said the Hallel, how long, how much you dragged it out, right? But so no raya how fast it was. But they never had to say it three times. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, with some chazanim, they wouldn't have had to say it one time. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, miyameim shol kashlish yislo higil ha'av tikish ma'ashem, mei sha'ama mu'atim. Then the third group, they never got the first time till Ohafti, till they finished, because there were always only a few stragglers in the third group. So they didn't even have to say Hallel one time, but Lamaisa, what's it called, it could be they finished, even though they didn't have to. And some of the Taka, when you say Hallel out Shira, you don't have to finish the Hallel. You say as much as you can say, as much as you need, and then you stop. Yeah, so they make a bracha Likmor is a Hallel, they made a bracha Likro is a Hallel. Or the Levi'im who said it's what you call, they made the bracha, right, Lashir al Korban, something, right? Not al Hallel, they said al Shir al Korban. K'maseu b'chol, kach maseu b'shabbos. The same way that you bring the Korban Pesach b'chol, the same way b'shabbos. Ela shakohanim adichim eslazor eslobrosim chachomim. But on Shabbos, in the chol also they used to clean out the azores. Plenty of blood all over the place from the korbanos, right? And from the zrika by the yesod. So they, what's it called? They cleaned out the azora by opening up the there was a river, not a river, a whatever.
Stream.
What?
Stream.
A stream, yeah, yeah. That went through the azora. When they wanted to clean out the azora, they plugged up the exit and filled up with water, and then the water washed off the floor, and then they opened the exit and all the water went out. And on Shabbos, they did that Shavu Baratz and Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kosoyim Amala Midam HaTaruvas, Zorko Zvika Achas Hagabim Esbeach, V'lo Hodu Lo Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda said they did something else. Before they cleaned out the Azorah, they took one cup full of blood from all the blood that was on the floor for fear that somebody's carbon was, what's it called, spilled. And this way, they made one zrika from all the bloods in case somebody's carbon never had zrika. Because the blood spilled, now it had zrika. They wanted to discuss, and the Chacham didn't agree to this. That's what Rabbi Yehuda held. Kates of Tolin Umafshitin, how did they flay their carbon, take off the skin? Unkolio Shobarzu, how you cluing back solin? They had hooks of iron in the walls of the Azara. And that way, and they had hooks also on the nanosim, on the little tables where they made the shrita, the little tables. That was called nanosim, like midget tables. And they had hooks on them too. So they hung the animal after the shrita on these hooks and flayed it. Call me she'elo mokum litlos, but there was plenty of people. Not everybody got a hook. Right, by hook or by crook, some people got it, but some people didn't have a hook. So they then what? Maklos dakin v'chalokim hayusham. So they had sticks, smooth sticks, so you didn't get splinters. And one guy put it on his shoulder, the alkos, and another guy's shoulder. They hung the animal between them, and they flayed it while it's hanging on their shoulders between them. The tolo machu. The Lesser Omer, Yud Dalet Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, Neniach Yodo Akosim Chadero V'Yad Chadero Akseifa V'Tolo Mavshit. And our boss, or that fell on Shabbos, for some reason, we'll see, they couldn't use these poles. So then they hung the carbon from their hand. One guy put his hand on the other guy's shoulder, and the other guy on his shoulder. They each had one hand free, and they hung the animal on their hand, on their arm, and with the other hand, they flayed the animal. Then they took out the insides. Nashno b'magis, the eternal guys, they had to be, the insides of the chaylev or whatever had to go on the mizbeach. So they passed that also down to the mizbeach to be makter. And that was it. Yotzer kasri shona, when they finished, they took their korban pesach. The yoshlo b'barabai, spoke on Shabbos. They couldn't take the korban pesach home into Yerushalayim, where they're going to eat it and roast it, because they couldn't carry it outside the Beis Hamikdash, right? So this Gemara, the Gemara says, you see that Yerushalayim didn't have an Eruv. Otherwise they could have carried. So Yerushalayim was considered a Rishus HaRabim. So they stayed on the Harabayis. Shnia, they went to the end of the Harabayis, which was surrounded by a wall. That was for sure, at what's it called, Rishus HaYochid. And they brought the korban there and they stayed there till Shabbos was over. They couldn't do anything. They couldn't roast the carbon then because it's Shabbos. And the roasting of the carbon, we learned already, isn't so for Shabbos. They couldn't take the carbon to where they're going to eat it in Yerushalayim because they couldn't carry it. So they went till the end of Harabayis and stayed there. Kashniya, Shniya Bechil. The second one, there was no room for them where the first one was. So they went till the Chil. The Chil was a wall, a short, small wall, that separated between the it was farther in than the coast of the Harabayis and before the Azora. So that from that point on no Goyim could go. Vashlish is in Kamo medicine. The other one stayed in the Azora till Shabbos was over, Chashecha, Yatsu, the Tzolus Bishayim. And when it got dark, they all took their Korban Pesach and went home into Yerushalayim, or wherever they're gonna make their Seder, and roasted the korban Pesach there. Rashi. A Pesach nishrab b'shalosh kitos pischei tzibur. Bein shat tzibur muatim v'yicholim nishrab kulam v'sachas. Didn't make a difference if the tzibur was small and they could have done it all in one group. They still split up into three groups. Mitzvah v'yicholik v'sholosh kitos v'akarzo. Rashi's mashman sotim v'chatchila. Mitzvah. Not a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. V'zichei because of the pasuk. V'zichei zoh, v'zichei kesef. Kapos gedolos v'kablin adam. These are bowls, spoons. Big bowls to mekabel the dam. Shekula kesef, more than first time. The Gemara explained why, well, the row that was all silver, we didn't mix silver and gold, we had only all silver or gold. The bowls didn't have a base. They came to a point. They couldn't put them down. Because we're afraid the Kohen would forget himself, put down the bowl on the ground till he was makabel the next bowl. And he'd forget about this one, and the dam, right, forget about it. The yikrosh hadam, below you will Israel. And the dam will coagulate, and you won't be able to be zorikin. Shachat Yisrael and Yitzhak. And Yisrael wanted a shech, he could. Shashchit ekshera bezorim. They don't have to have a Kohen shechting. Bechol HaKorbanos. That's halacha. And we said, the Zohar says that they didn't let Kohanim shech because, not that he was asur for him to shech, the Zohar also was asur, but they didn't let Kohanim shech because Kohanim are midas hachesed and shechit is midas hadin. And we have referrals questions, so why did the Torah say Malika is dafka with a Kohen? Such an Indian, right? Why did the Torah make Malik an exception? Good question. The Kibbutz Kohen, what? Right, there's some things where the Kohen Dafka has to do it. You have to understand why over there that's not the same idea. The Kibel Kohen Adam the Basach Mitzavra Kleb. The Kohen put the bowl underneath the neck and was Makabal Adam, because you have to Makabal Adam directly from the neck. Nos Mukhadero Shari Bishura Himom de Madam Spear, assembly line. The Kabbalah Samali Miyana Nos Nilo Master Sarek and Shechazri Love Miyan Kohen Azor. They pass the full ones towards the Mizbeach and the empty ones back to the place where they're shechting. Zrika achas b'bozach atzmo zorek v'lo matana be'etzpa. By Korban Pesach, the halacha is zrika. You don't put your finger in the blood and bimase it, right, or put it on the keren. You pour it on the, Mizbeach from the kli. She'en l'cha korban ton etzpa l'chatas levada. The only one you need to put the blood on the keren of the mizbeach with your finger is a chatas. Okay, to see bet's bow. The chatas, it says bet's bow. The other korbanos, you spritz the dam from the kli itself. Keneged ha'yisod, baruch ha'shem mizbeach, shal yisod takteir. And you did it on any side of the mizbeach where underneath there was a yisod. Right, the Gemara is going to discuss where there was a yisod on the mizbeach and where there wasn't. The zolek was kifasos shem mizbeach. Who know for the yisod? You didn't pour it on the yisod. You poured it on the mizbeach, on the side of the mizbeach, and it dripped down to the yisod. But the shein ha yisod makif is the mizbeach. Ela esat safon v'yasamarif. The yisod was on the entire north side of the mizbeach and the west side. Kedishnam esechus midos. Lachen hutzrich lomar keneged ha yisod. And there on the south and east side, the Yisod didn't go the whole way. Kach Maiseh Ashniyah V'Shlishi, Sakol K'Ashir Omanu. Everything said in the Mishnah applies ditto to the second and third group. Karu Sahalol, Akol Kitas Koy, all of them read the Halol. Im Gomru Shonu. If they finished, they said it again. Shoyu Maschilim Lishchot, Maschilim Likros. Dim Robu Apsachim, Umoshach Man Shitos, Natshi Gomru, Vadayin Rabim Shoch, Dim Chosin V'Kol, and Shniyah, we just start Halol again. Dim shana v'adayin lo nigomer shchitas pishchei oso kas shilshun. Said a third time. The chen hashniya v'chen hashli. Same thing with the second group and third group. Apapish lo iram me'olam shishilshun. Even though no group ever had to say halal three times. V'shoyu shom kohanim merubim mehirim alachim. Because it went fast. Lo igil lo hafti afilu pamrisham. The third group never even finished halal the first time. Because it was always a small group. There was a stream of water. Not a sewer, what's it called?
Drain canal.
Drain canal. Yeah. That went through the Azorah. Kshem Rotsim Ladiach Azorah poking his neck of Itziyasa, they would close up the exit. Vamayim poshkin v'holchin agdoseha. And the whole Azorah would fill up with water. Umadichin is kol Azorah, and then they would clean up the Azorah. But Shiritz b'shoshai soysakula. It was a floor made out of marble. So it, as soon as the water hit it, it cleaned it off. V'akarkach poshkin anekev amayim yotzin. And then they opened the hole, and the water would rush out, and that the floor would be clean. There the Pesach mitoch shadam and merubim hayu matichin also. There the Pesach, there was plenty of blood on the floor, so they used to wash the floor. But on Shabbos they weren't allowed to do that, and the Kohanim did it anyway. Midama tarovis hamutl ala ritzpa. The time of first Gemara. Gemara explained, why don't you, who the hell, you take one bowl of dam in the end and zorik on the stair. Hooks, nails that are bent, crooks, balaz. Maybe that's where it comes, the hook or by crook. Amudim, elu amudim ktanim harbe the kruyin nanosim. They had pillars, stands that were short. They were called nanosim because they were like midgets. The second tamid, the snan based on the in the place where they shechted the korbanos and cut them up, right? Hoyim the tzlomos from mizbeach was on the north side of the mizbeach. For all of shmona amudim kriim nanosim, and there were eight of these stands to hang the animal after the shrita to flay it. The kolor shel eres al gabeim, they had a tabletop made of eres on top of these stands. And there were hooks on the sides of the top. The gimbal stones were entolim afshitim. So you used to hang it on the, what's it called, the sides of this table. Ukfuim bazar makon based on mikbachayim. Chalokim, chulokim, So on a regular day, they didn't have too many people shechting at one time. Here there are a lot of people. There wasn't enough room to hang it, everybody to hang their thing on these tables. So they needed, what's it called, other methods. So they had these sticks that they hung the animal from the sticks, supported on the shoulders. Shechalios b'Shabbos, they know yochel etakin hamaklus, and on Shabbos you couldn't prepare these sticks. See what that they were muktza. So they did it by hanging on their hands. Yadra kosim chadero v'toloso begidei arkevoso b'zroa. They hung the animal on the stick that was supported by the shoulders of both people. Bimagis kara, then they had a plate where they put the parts that had been burned on the mizbeach, and they passed it to the mizbeach. The yoshvul abarabai is b'Shabbos kara. On the regular day, you finish your carbon pesach, go home and bring your carbon to where you're going to make your seder in Yerushalayim. But on Shabbos, you couldn't bring the carbon home because you couldn't carry. So they stayed in the environs of the Beis Hamikdash till Motzei Shabbos, and then they went home to the seder. With the carbon, what?
Chazal were afraid that people would take them and rest.
No, I don't think that was the reason. The reason is because they couldn't carry.
And that's to prevent them doing that, they'd make them stay.
Yeah, but that wasn't the reason. The Gemara says because they couldn't carry. The Shabbos Kamer, Shalom Hayu Yecholim Baholik Pesheh L'Botei. Not because they made a special Gzeira, because they couldn't bring it home.
Yeah, but they didn't want to take them home.
I understand, but they couldn't bring it home because they couldn't carry. Right? But it wasn't because they made a special Gzeira. They couldn't do it because they couldn't do it. Right? Rashi doesn't say because the Chacham were goes that he shouldn't go home. Rashi says Shalom Hayu Yecholim Baholich B'Shem. It was impossible because he couldn't carry on Shabbat. And Yerushalayim was Rishus Harabim, not Rishus Hayochim. What? The what? In Eruv. The Gemara says, yeah, but in Bayesheni, once they made the pirzos, then it was. B'chil l'thnei ha-soreku. B'bein ha-sorek l'chomus ezras noshim b'tchil ha-saliyah sahar. The chil was in front of the sorek. Between the ezras noshim and the sorek was another, according to some, was a wall. According to some, the sorek wasn't the wall. But it's a wall that went around the inside of the chomus harabais. Between that and the Ezra's Nashim, the wall of the Azara, there was another wall called the Chil. And from that place on, the Goyim couldn't go. The Chil is Aliyah Sahar. Now with the Tekiyas, the Gemara says in Sukkah, that they blew 27 tekiyas. So when did they do that? So Rashi is mashma, they blew the chatzotros by each kas, by each, what's it called, the beginning of each hallel. So they said three times hallel, right? So then they had nine hallels by the three kitos, the most. And nine times three is 27. Others say they only blew it by, they blew it by only one hallel. Either because they only counted one hallel, because you didn't have to have more than one hallel, or because they only blew by one hallel. And by hallel, they split the hallel into three parts. Hallel has three partials. Til Ohavti is one. From Ohavti till Hodu is two. And from Hodu to the end. So they blew three times three in each hallel, right? For each group is 27.